Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
So, I'm doing the soda thing. It's going great. Lost 23 pounds in 28 days. First 28 days.
That's incredible, dude.
It, inspired by Corey and Kevin. Those dudes have been amazing. It's fun watching them decrease in size. I wanted some of that decrease. Anyways,
some of that good decrease, girl.
I always felt like the only real, like, I love to play basketball, but I always felt like that was the only real exercise because I hate jogging. Mm-hmm. And so what I mean is I don't feel like I'm exercising when I'm hooping. So I love hooping, but I never thought of walking as exercise.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, I think, better on people our age than jogging.
Okay.
Because you're putting a lot less pressure. Like, the whole idea is to increase your cardio, right? Increase the
metabolism,
right, and all that stuff. So you can do that with fast walking. It's just, it's got a negative connotation because old people do it at the mall.
Yeah, they get those mall shoes. It right. Just, yeah, you don't feel like you're really getting it.
No, right? But it's, you can get the same thing accomplished.
Yeah, so anyways, that's a big part of soda. You need to get out and at least walk if you don't exercise, do something else. So today I was getting ready to go for a walk, and my wife is like, do you want to take the dogs? And I thought, if you don't know, I have a long history of, how would you describe my history with my dogs?
Hating your dogs?
I mean, I love my dogs.
It's the same thing I
have.
You
don't have to say that.
I cuddle with my dogs. My family makes fun of me. Like, Dad, I thought you hated the dogs. Why are you cuddling with the dogs? I love to cuddle with the dogs.
Dogs are good. Part-time dogs are best.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
You know,
maybe part-time kids too.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as the grandparents. Grandparents don't want those damn kids around all the time. They want them in bursts and they want them to get the hell out of here.
You get 99 problems and a bitch is one.
That's right. Well, no, they're
male dogs.
Yeah. Now my wife, she likes the dogs.
What do you call male dogs?
Studs.
Okay. Dogs. So here, let me power rank the issues with my dogs right now.
Okay.
First of all, these dogs are the furthest thing away from ever being trained.
Right.
We had somebody come try to train them. And all they did was throw food at him and go, look, see, they're, someone's at the door. Just throw food on the ground. You're just feeding my dogs. You're not
training.
Send them
to boot camp.
They do need to go to boot camp.
That's cheap.
So, yeah, I know a guy who trained as a German Shepherd. He spent $14,000 training his German Shepherd.
What? Does he have kids?
Did he go to that dog go to college?
Yeah, that's right. It's like
puppy college.
Dog went to a junior college. It's too expensive to train a dog. I've looked into it. And then after that, they're also like, hey, by the way, after you spend $1 million and train your dog, we're going to need you to bring your dog up here every weekend.
That's where I was like so far. I was like, wait, I'm sorry. I thought the idea was you gave me the thing back trained. Now I got to do a bunch of maintenance. I'll just do it myself.
Yeah. So anyways, my dogs aren't trained. Here's the worst things they're doing right now. They get into our trash.
Oh.
So, they get into our trash. We leave the house.
Uh-huh.
They get into our trash. We've had to put a kid-friendly type lock on our... It's like the cabinet one that rolls out.
Right.
Still, somehow, they're able to get in there.
Wow. They are trained.
They freak out. They want to be around my wife at all times, and they figured out how to open the doors that have a flat handle.
Oh,
okay. So they can jump up and hit so they can open doors. So now they can get in the pantry.
Right.
They like grabbing bread items, like Hawaiian rolls and stuff, and they take it all the way upstairs to my daughter's room and eat it
in her
room.
They're just trying to get this bread like everybody
else.
That's
true.
This is how the robots learn to kill us.
I told you about the peeing thing. One dog gets nervous and goes, you're the alpha, you're the alpha, and he just starts peeing.
Does the other dog make fun of that dog?
That dog sometimes pees. It's like a learned behavior, I guess, because that dog is sometimes pees too.
Just
out of stupidity. Okay. Oh, you're peeing? I'm peeing too.
I do that if I see a guy peeing. I got to go.
Yeah, so it makes you want to pee.
They're like cycle brothers.
So, there's a lot of stuff about my dogs, and plus they poop sometimes inside the house. There's a lot about these dogs. Oh, this is the worst part. If anybody walks by our back door, we live on kind of a, there's like a nature trail behind us or green belt.
Uh-huh.
If anybody is walking back there, well, then they go nuts. They absolutely go nuts, and they bark at such a loud volume that your ears bleed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have one dumb dog that does that. Not both, just one.
It's the worst, man, and I can't get them to stop doing that. So anyways, well, I haven't really tried. But because I don't want to pay for training.
Right.
But my wife's like, why don't you take the dogs with you on a walk? And I thought, man, taking those dogs with me to do anything instantly ruins anything I do.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know what the hell? I need to, because maybe the dogs are wound up and they're not getting enough activity because people have suggested that before. So I was like, yeah, man, I'm going to step up, take these dogs for a walk. So I took both dogs out with leashes. One of them is as big as a small horse. One of them is just kind of a little fat dog.
Yep.
And man, it was like I was water skiing. Like the boat was pulling me. It was hard to keep. They just wanted to, because they're not trained to walk either, right?
Right.
You should wear rollerblades next time.
They were crossing streams, like the leashes.
Yes. Roller skates.
So then their leashes were getting tangled up. They were walking around stuff. And then I'm like, hold on. And then, you know, I'd try to pull them back to kind of rein them in. And the leash would get under one of their legs. And I'm like, man, now he's walking with three legs. One of them's peeled back. And now I feel like a jerk. So I'm having to stop. And
it sucks.
It sucked. It really, really sucked. But here's the worst part. Before I left, my wife goes, here, take this bag. I go, for what?
Yep.
She goes, because Rocco's probably going to rock a deuce.
Yep.
And you're going to need to clean it up. And I was like, no!
And then you're going to have to walk a long way with the dog going crazy and the poop in a bag until you find a place to dispose of the bag.
And I go, where am I going to throw it away? She goes, just pop it in somebody's trash can. I'm like, nobody keeps their trash can out unless it's trash day. And that was yesterday. So everyone's trash cans are behind their fence.
Boom,
so
roasted.
Climb over someone's fence to throw a turd away? I'm going to get shot.
Now you're going to have to bring it home with you.
It's the worst thing, and I don't want to take a shot at dog owners, but I think I will.
Uh-oh.
You can't say, do you enjoy that? There's people, I think, that love dogs, and I'm like, you can't say that when you put your hand in the bag and you bend down and you grab the turd that you don't get a fat whiff of that. So every single day of your life, you're cool with getting a big fat whiff of dog turd in your nose. I'm not buying tickets to Turd Fest. I'm sorry. I'm not
terrible
doing
music festival.
That.
That's part of dog ownership is clean up after your dog, except for the most outraged I think I've ever been with a terrible opinion. Ben and I had someone on our show, and they had the opinion that you don't have to clean up after your dog.
Well, you do.
And, of course, this person didn't have kids, and they thought it was cool for their dog to poop in the park, and I was so offended by that person's selfishness. It's like, you are such a selfish person.
Let me get to my story, please.
Yep.
So I'm walking my dogs around, and I'm ready to clean up their poop. And then we get into an area that's not really somebody's yard, and not really a common area. We're kind of in some tall landscaping grass. And I'm like, man, nobody's really over in this area. And sure enough, Rocco starts taking a poop. I'm like, God, sucks. So I get the bag on my hand and I go down to pick it up, and it's in this tall grass. And so I'm going to end up getting it on my wrist and my forearm.
Ugh.
And so I went down with the fake pickup. Faked it. If you were watching, you would have seen and go, wow, that's okay. Hey, look, that dog's pooping, because that's what I do. I'm like, hey, that dog's pooping. Is that guy going to stay? Okay, he's picking it up. But unless you're right there and can see it, then you just don't know.
The play action poop.
Play action poop. So I went down. I didn't get the poop. Now, I ended up taking a poop in a more traveled area later on. He took two poops. I'm like, he's a double poop dog. And so I did clean that up. And then I had to walk around with that in my pocket for 30 minutes, which sucked.
Oh, in your pocket?
In your pocket.
Yeah. Because what am I going to do with it?
It's going to go.
Hold my hand? It's like having a colostomy bag or something. It's like, hey, I got some turds. And
it sucks.
Yeah, where are you supposed to put it?
I think next time, just bring a trash can, too.
I'm rolling a trash can, two dogs that are out of control on leashes like wild ponies.
I'm amazed that it's 2019 and we still haven't came up with a pill or something that we take and our dog takes a pill. That we take or like our dog takes that doesn't, that somehow absorbs all of our crap.
And turns it into urine.
Yeah, or something. Like, so that we don't have to do that. I mean, that is a vile and disgusting act. And we'll think about all the things. We sent a PlayStation into space. Of all the advancements we've made in technology,
man,
my God, we still do the most disgusting things. Now, we have good plumbing now and things like that.
I think the Lord is perfect, and I think his system for waste is on point. I don't question him.
I do question that, and I think he would agree.
Here's what I would be willing to do. I would be willing to carry around a tiny sign that said, hey, my dog took a poop here. Here's my cell number. I'm going to come back and get this when it dries up and it's easier to get.
Right?
And then I plant that flag and I'm like, hey, sorry,
It's a G-bag flag.
I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want to get this all over. Plus, it's so fresh. That's the worst time to pick up dog poop. Let it age a little bit. Then it's like a chicken McNugget you're picking up, not like a bowl of chili.
Right.
I agree. So, anyways, I know.
I can't handle dog stuff, dude. I'm sorry. I know we got dog lovers out there.
I love my dogs. I love some things about my dogs, but I don't like everything about those dogs.
That was the worst thing about living with Kavanaugh is when he'd go travel, he had two dogs. And when he and Amanda would go on a trip, I had to do it.
You didn't have to do it.
Yeah, but I had to clean up the dog. You know, roommate, paying rent, whatever. And I don't do that. I don't know why.
Apparently you do.
Man up. I don't do that. I'm with you, Ben. I'm with you.
I'm gonna do that.